I can comment on that. And you were taking the example of the Netherlands, and there was also the different categories of users in the European certification standard, so the method used by Eurovelo, which defines regular cyclists, occasional cyclists, and demanding cyclists, taking into account the skills and ability of the user itself. So it's true that we can have different perspective. I'm not sure there is a need to take a decision, because the debate we had earlier is very interesting, and actually it could help also the planners, the decision makers, to have a better understanding of the needs of the users they are trying to address, and to improve the projects that they are building. So I'm quite I'm opening the question that perhaps the final documents and the guidelines that we should produce in this working group could perhaps present the different options, and perhaps not taking a decision, because I'm not sure we have a way to end the discussion, and perhaps the most interesting thing is just raising the debate and asking ourselves what's the main important user in that case. Yeah, we were also discussing the Danube cycling plan example, and the fact that sometimes it's needed to have minimum requirements and optional ones, because sometimes you want to address the basic needs of cycling, and perhaps there's a need sometimes to be more ambitious and to have a better quality. The case of Switzerland, for that we have been debating, of having two different networks of commuter cyclists and leisure or tourism cyclists, is perhaps a choice when you have a strong awareness of the cycling needs and for the most advanced countries in terms of cycling infrastructure. But I'm not sure it's a question to raise for all countries, because we need to push everyone in the same direction also, and perhaps taking into account the fact that there's a lot of different levels of development in terms of cycling in Europe.